Bob Nichols, Middletown, New York. Andrew Jackson's picture should not be on any U.S. currency. Jackson instituted the Trail of Tears, where Native Americans were put on a death march. Jackson's friends were also made recipients of vacated Indian properties, too. Today, he would be indicted for crimes against humanity.
Shelley Hegan, I'm from Troy, New York. I'm calling because I've been listening to the roundtable this morning and the discussion of Chris Gibson's announcement that he will not be running for governor. And the lavish praise being ladled on him right now about what a wonderful, supportive guy he's been is a little frustrating for those of us in the reproductive choice movement. Chris Gibson has been a part of the defund Planned Parenthood movement for quite some time. And even through personal meetings and large amounts of data being given to him, he continues to believe that Planned Parenthood is funding abortion through federal dollars, regardless of what data and facts are put in front of him. And he's a part of the Republican movement that believes that they have a right to their own facts and not just their own opinions. I find this incredibly frustrating.
Patrick Gallagher, Warwick, New York. On the National Press Club the other day, Bernie Sanders indicated that superdelegates in states where he won an overwhelming victory should go in his direction, and the same should be true for Hillary Clinton. This was on a National Press Club. So he's not advocating just give me the votes. He's saying where the people said give me the votes, give me the votes.